USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The final Mueller report on the Russia investigation, now public, available online at justice.gov/storage/report.pdf. The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advance look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House moments ago.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
A big scare in the Denver, Colorado area that had dozens of schools closed yesterday ends with the discovery of an 18-year-old woman's body. They say Sol Pais apparently took her own life. They had said she was obsessed with the 1999 Columbine High School massacre, and the FBI's Dean Phillips says,
we've been combing all manner of her social media, obtaining, again, comment statements, things that would lend credence to the fact that she was a potential concern.
This upcoming weekend does mark 20 years since the Columbine killings. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell officially running for re-election. The Republican releasing a video yesterday highlighting his ties to President Trump and also touting his role in the confirmation of two conservative Supreme Court justices. The 77-year-old McConnell's been in the Senate since 1985. Meanwhile, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has announced he is not running for the White House in 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton had a message yesterday for socialist nations, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is taking more measures to crack down on the political regimes in Cuba and Venezuela, announcing new sanctions as well as announcing a new policy that allows lawsuits against foreign entities that are operating on properties that were seized during the Cuban Revolution. National Security Advisor John Bolton outlines the new policies that are intended to hurt the Three Stooges of socialism, as he calls it.
As the president said in February, the twilight hour of socialism has arrived in our hemisphere. The troika of tyranny, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, is beginning to crumble.
And millions of Americans are taking shelter again today as more severe weather is expected in parts of the East, South, and Midwest. A chance of thunderstorms and tornadoes threatening at least two dozen states. The risk of severe storms and the chance of tornadoes extending from southern Illinois and western Kentucky to the coasts of Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And later today, they'll push into Alabama, Florida, and the Atlanta metro area. And not only is it Easter for Christians, but Passover, the Jewish Festival of Freedom, will begin at sundown tomorrow, an eight-day holiday celebrating the emancipation of Jews from slavery in ancient Egypt. It's the most widely observed Jewish holiday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.